Shalom uvracha. This week's parsha is Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas is sort of taking care of things that Moshe Rabbeinu needs to take care of because he knows that his demise is at hand. We're only a few parshas away from Sefer Devarim, which is the last 37 days of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And in this week's parsha, Hashem reiterates to Moshe that he is once again not going into the land of Israel. Parak of Zion, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ayom Hashem Moshe, Ale El Har Avarim Hazeh, Ure'es Arts, Ashana Sathu Vnei Israel, ascend to this mount of Arim, and see the land which I give to the children of Israel, and you shall see it and be gathered into your nation, which is a metaphor for death. Also you, just like Aaron, because you rebelled against me in Midbar Tzin, Bimuri Sa'eda, you did not make a Kiddush Hashem before their eyes by Mei Meriva. In other words, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem reminds Moshe. And what is Moshe's request at this time? That his concern is for his flock. Vayidaber Moshe al Hashem lemor. Moshe replies and he says to Hashem, saying, Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Tazayin, Yivkot Hashem Elokei Rucho Sechol Basar Yishal Eida. Hashem says, wait a minute. Moshe says, wait a minute, Hashem. If I'm not going into Eretz Yisrael, what's going to happen to Am Yisrael? Hashem, you are the God of all spirits, of all flesh. You must appoint a man over the assembly. Asher Yetzei Lifneim, who will go out before them, Vasher Yavol Lifneim, who will come before them, Vasher Yotzeim, Vasher Yaviim. Don't leave this people without a leader. Velosia Adas Hashem Kitzon Asher Ein Lamra. Do not leave the flock of God like a flock, but does not have a shepherd. And Hashem says to Moshe, Kach Luchas Yoshua Bin Nun, Ish Asher Ruach Bo, take for yourself Yoshua Bin Nun, a man who the Spirit is in him, V'samachta Es Yarcha Alav. You shall lay your hand upon him. And here we have the idea of smicha, a rabbi transmitting the Mesorah, the Rabbanus, the leadership to his Talmud, samach, you shall lean your hand upon him. This is the word smicha. Vahamata oslifne Elazar coin, stand before Elazar the priest, lifne kol ha'edim, for the entire assembly, vitzivisa oso le'inehim, you shall command him before their eyes. Let them see that you are commanding Yoshua to take over. Minasata mehor chalav. So Hashem tells Moshe to do two things. One, v'samachta asyar chalav, to give him smicha, lean your hand upon him. And then two, in pasuk chaf, minasata mehor chalav, you shall put some of your glory, some of your splendor upon him. Laman Yishmu Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, so the entire assembly of Israel shall hear, and before Elazar our Kohen, Vaya Pasuk of Beis, Vayas Moshe Kasher Tziva Hashem Oso, Moshe did that Hashem commanded him, Vayika Chesi Yoshua, he takes Yoshua, Vayamideu Lefnei Elazar Kohen, Vlefnei Kol Eder. Remember, Aaron is no longer alive. Aaron died in Parshas Chukas back in Perichof. That's why the narrative deals here with Elazar the Kohen, Vayishmuch Es Yadav Alav, he laid his hands upon him, Vayitziveu, and he, Moshe, commanded Yoshua, Kasher Tziva Hashem, Biad Moshe, like Hashem spoke in the hands of Moshe. So notice that in Pasuk Yud Ches, Moshe is told to lay his hand singular upon him, and in Pasuk here, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayishmach Es Yadav, he lays his hands upon him. So Rashi says, Ba'ayin Yafa, with a good eye, which means with a generous spirit. Yoser v'yoser mimashon tzdava, more and more the one he was commanded. Shal Kosh Baruch Hu Amar Lo v'samach Es Yarcha. Kosh Baruch Hu said, lean your hand upon him, Lashon Yachid. Vu asa b'shtei yadav, he did with two hands. Va'aso kichli malei v'gadush, and he made Yoshua like a vessel which is full and brimming over. Umilo chachmasu, he filled him with wisdom ba'ayin yafa, generously. Also, we know that the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, in Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibel Torah Masini, umesara li Yehoshua, v'Yoshua l'zakenu, u'zakenim l'neviim, u'neviim ashlu ala anshei knesses agadola. So we know that the whole transmission of Torah comes from this moment where Hashem commands Moshe, who then goes to Yehoshua and gives him smicha. But Rav Salvechik, Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav points out that Moshe did not only give Yehoshua smicha like he was commanded. Hashem commanded something else as well. Pasuk Yidchas v'shamachta asyad chalav, but Pasuk is v'nasata mehod chalav. One, you should lean your hand, you should teach him Torah, halacha, mitzvahs, how to pask and how to lead, but you should give him something else. What else shall you give him? Mehodcha. You should give him from your glory, Moshe, from your honor, your hod. I'm going to quote Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav. Vayishmach es yadav alav. He, Moshe, laid his hands upon Yoshua. God commanded Moshe, says the Rav, to lay one hand upon Yoshua. Yet Moshe laid both hands upon him. God commanded Moshe not only to do smicha, but to bestow some of your majesty, your hod, upon him. This majesty was figuratively imparted via Moshe's second hand. So if Salvechik says, what did Moshe do? God says, lay your hand upon him. One hand is for smicha. But Moshe laid two hands, Pasuk Chav Gimel. What's the second hand for? The transmission of the hod, the majesty, the glory, the splendor of Judaism. Says Rabbi Joseph Bisaveitchik, there were two Mesoros that Moshe transferred to Yehoshua. One was the tradition of Torah learning, of Lamdos, but the second Mesora, the Hod, was not Lamdos, was not learning, was experiential. One can know the entire Masechah Shabbos and still not know what Shabbos is. To truly know what Shabbos is, one must spend time in a Yiddish home, says the Rav. Even in those neighborhoods made up predominantly of religious Jews, today one can no longer talk of the sanctity of Shabbos. True, says the Rav, there are Jews in America who observe Shabbos, but are there Erev Shabbos Jews? Are there Jews who go to greet Shabbos with beating hearts, with pulsating souls? There are many who observe the precepts, the mitzvos and halachos with their hands, with their feet, with their mouth. They keep the letter of the law. But are there those who know the meaning of service of the heart, avodah shabalev? We might have the ideals of the first hand, which is the lamdus of Torah, the halacha of Torah, the mitzvahs, the letter of the law of Torah. But do we know the second hand, the hod, the glory, the splendor, the radiance, the feeling of keeping Torah? Not the keeping of the Torah, which we must do, but the feeling of how to keep Torah. Rav Soloveitchik reminisces, sometimes he reminisces about Kashlavish and the Chabad Malame that he had, and it's so personal, it's so meaningful, it's so stirring. Says the Rav, I was raised in a Chabad town. The population of that town consisted of poor people, workers, tradesmen, peddlers. They used to travel to visit the villages within a 15-mile radius of our town. You cannot imagine, says the Rav, the primitive conditions and with the Russian, in which the Russian peasants lived. He lived in a town in White Russia called Koslovich. That's where he grew up. And yet the people used to come home every Friday afternoon after spending a week in the primitive villages. I watched them coming to shul one by one. Water was glistening from their peyos and beards because they had immersed in the mikvah. I still remember the tune with which they recited immediately upon entering the shul. The 107th Psalm, Kuf Zayin. Give thanks to the Lord because he is good. Those redeemed by the Lord shall say. They sang a hymn of gratitude. Gratitude because they felt they were delivered from captivity. They fled from a prison. They would cling to God. They came home for Shabbos. They knew very well the next day after nightfall, they had to return to peddling in the primitive villages surrounding the town. But right now, they were redeemed from that captivity. Right now, they were with Hashem. This is the hod that Moshe transferred to Yehoshua. To truly understand what Shabbos is, it is insufficient to merely know halachos of Shabbos. One must experience a chassidus shtibel for shalosh shudas, says the Rav, suda shlishi. Not far from where our family lived in Warsaw, there was a majestor shtibel where I would occasionally go for shalosh shudas. The chassidim would sing b'nei hecheda. Hashem roi lo echzar, the zmiras of shalosh shudas. B'nei hecheda, again Hashem roi lo echzar. It occurred to me they weren't singing because they wanted to sing. They were singing because they did not want to allow Shabbos to leave. I remember an encounter in the shtibel when I was a small child. One of the men who had been singing, he was wearing a kapata that consisted of more holes than material. He approached me. He said, "Do you recognize me?" I said, "No, I did not." He introduced himself as Yanko the Porter. Now, during the week, I knew Yanko the Porter as someone very ordinary. He wore shabby, torn clothing. He walked around with a rope. I could not imagine this individual of such regal bearing was the same person. Yet on Shabbos, he wore a kapata and a shtreimel. He was no longer Yankel the porter. He was Yankel the prince. Well, after nightfall, it was already dark, and the Rav wondered, "When do we daven Marv?" He replied, "Do you miss the weekday so much? You already want to daven Marv?" This is an educational, philosophical problem that weighs heavily on me, says the Rav. To contemporary Orthodox Jews, the Torah is revealed in intellectual categories called thought and logic. How do we check the lettuce? How do we cut the vegetables? What is basar b'chalav? How do I shake lulav and ezrog? What exactly is the shear of matzah? It's all important. Of course it's important. Of course we must know the halacha. Of course we must know thought and logic of keeping Judaism. That is the first hand of Moshe. But there's another hand, says the Rav. What about the sensory mode, which causes a trembling and a gladdening of the heart? We may recognize Torah as an idea, but do we encounter Torah as a reality that we can taste? Do we encounter the Judaism that we can see and feel? I can explain Yom Kippur to my students, says the Rav. From an intellectual standpoint, I can transmit the halachos of Yom Kippur, but what I cannot pass on are the experiences I underwent. The American Jew has no awareness of the sublime experience, of the Yom Kippur I experienced in Europe. I want to describe to them the Tom of Rosh Hashanah that once existed in Europe, but I can't. I would have to bring them to the house where I was raised. I would have to show my students Rav Chaim, his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker. I would have to show them Rav Chaim saying Vidui on Yom Kippur, gasping for breath. They would have to hear in the synagogue the echo of the Amen that followed the Shachianu blessing after Kol Nidre. This has to be lived. Yahushua not only received the Torah from Moshe, he also received the Hod, how one must live Yiddishkeit. And he quotes a pasuk, V'Yahushua Misharis Moshe Nar Lo Yamush Mitocha Ohal. That's from Parshas Kitisa back in Sefer Shemos. Yahushua never left Moshe's side. Yahushua, the Mishari, saw Moshe Davin Mincha. He saw how he ate. He saw how he benched. He saw how he accepted and welcomed the Shabbos. He saw his Vidui on Yom Kippur. He merited, therefore, both Mesoros, the Mesoros of the mind, that's one hand, and the Mesoros of the heart, that's the Hod, and the other hand. And although Elazar was a great lamb, then says the Rav, only Yahushua could transmit Torah to the next generation. And that's what the Rav sees and understands in this Pasuk that says, Pasuk Chav Gimel Vayishmach Es Yadav Alav. Moshe put his hands upon Yahushua. And remember, Rashi says, we quote in the beginning of our shir, Ba'ayin Yafa, Yoser V'Yoser Mimashon Itzdava. On the one hand, he gave him the halachos. He gave him the dry thought. He gave him the approach to Judaism of the service of the hands. But he gave him something else. Yoser V'Yoser, he gave him the hod of Yadis, how to feel like a Jew, think like a Jew, be passionate like a Jew, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your full heart. Because God said, put your hand upon him. And he did two hands. The Rav says, what was two hands? One hand was the first Mesorah, the Halachos of Yahadus, the Mitzvos of Judaism, the Lamdos. The other hand was the Hod, the glory, the splendor, the passion, the love. Feel like a Jew. Connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Feel as if you're in a Hasidish Shtibel and you see the Hasidim, the porter during the week is like a prince on Shabbos. B'nei Echel Adich Sifi. Mizmor David Hashem Roi Lo Echzar. And that's why Yahushua was zocheh to transmit the Torah to Klal Yisrael. That's what we have to receive from our teachers and our Rabbeim, and that's what we have to make sure to transmit to the next generation. It's a lesson for all of us. We're all teachers. We all set a dugma for those around us. We must teach the next generation not only how to live the halachos of Judaism, which of course you must transmit, but how to be passionate, excited, in love with the hod of Yahadus as well. And this is how every teacher must transmit to every student and how we must receive from our teachers. And it's how we must practice and live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with Knesset Yisrael Kol Tov. I wish everybody a beautiful day. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.